The St. John's Grammar School has called on government and other benevolent organizations to assist with the provision of some major infrastructure in the school. These include additional boarding houses, expansion of its library, and the construction of proper drainage systems to prevent flooding. The headmaster, Emmanuel Ofui Fiamawule, said lack of these facilities is gravely affecting the students' academic performance. It also affects in discipline, since majority of students live in rented hostels off campus. He made the appeal when Royal House Chapel International donated a set of musical instruments to the school. Eugenia Asumidusechi has filed this report.
The headmaster of St. John's Grammar SHS, Emmanuel Fui Fiamahule, receiving the set of musical instruments, expressed gratitude to the Royal House Chapel for the gesture. He said the instruments will go a long way to improve the performance of the music students, the choir, as well as the spiritual and moral upbringing of the students. Mr. Fiamahule enumerated some challenges confronting the school.
With the acquisition of these items, it will facilitate our programs and activities, and then also enhance our religious and moral training. Our biggest challenge at St. John's Grammar School has to do with flooding. It's a low-lying area, and anytime it rains, the whole school is flooded. We, as a school, trying to manage with some waterways created within the school compound, but it's still not the best. A 12-unit classroom due to flood has been abandoned, has been declared unsafe for students' use. The students have to learn under shed, be crowded in the assembly hall, and so it's even difficult for a school to issue testimony to students. A school like this has a library that cannot accommodate 50 students. The student population is over 2. So when it's time for revision, library cannot accommodate many students. One challenge which is also creating a lot of indiscipline in the school has to do with this boarding facility thing. Because the school cannot accommodate as many students as want to be in boarding, they are forced to stay in hostel, and there's no control over them. As I'm telling you, there are those who are into drugs, those we suspect to be operating the night as robbers. They're on their own.